The government needs more information security professionals. USA Cyber Warrior Scholarship Program trains veterans to meet the need. It's expanding this year. Julie Peeler is director of the ISC Squared Foundation, which runs the program, and she joins us now. Julie, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So, Julie, first of all, tell us about the Cyber Warrior Scholarship. What is it in a nutshell?
Sure. The scholarship was created a couple of years ago to really address the widening gap between the demand for information security workers and the supply. And the idea was we need long-term and short-term strategies. And long-term, of course, we do a lot of work at the university level with curriculum and scholarships, trying to drive more people into the industry. But the demand for information security workers and that gap exists right now today. So how can we identify a ready workforce and move them directly into the industry with some retraining? And through a collaboration with one of our sponsors, our funders at Booz Allen Hamilton, we came up with this idea of there are a lot of people in the military who are working just at the fringes of DOD 8570, so they're not covered by that directive. They're not automatically given training in information security and certified, but they have IT skills and they have some understanding of security. So how do we very quickly retrain them, get them certified, and move them into the workforce?
For those of us who aren't familiar with the nuts and bolts of this, describe what sort of work might these people do? Obviously, they're veterans, but when you say they're at the fringes, what skills do they have now, and what do they acquire through the scholarship?
Sure. Well, they're probably working in an IT function, in communications. They might be working as an analyst, and again, they've got those core skills in IT, but the core of their job is not around information security. So, again, they've got some understanding of information security, but that's not what they do every single day, but they've got those basic IT skills. So what we do is we run them through our preparatory classes for our certifications. And those classes, again, they don't teach to the test, but what they do is they cover all of the areas of the common bodies of knowledge for each one of the certifications to give them those core skills that they need to get the certification to then move into the workforce.
And you've said this has been going on for a few years now. Tell us about some of your graduates.
Sure. Interestingly, we had one graduate last year where we gave him the scholarship, I think in August, and about a week later, he said, I want to get into the class. And so we put him into a class a week or two after. A couple of weeks after that, he said, I want to take the test. And we gave him the voucher so that he could take his exam. And a couple of days later, we got the notification that he had passed the CISSP certification and is now actually working for a federal agency. So that kind of success story is exactly what we're looking for. How do we, you know, that road from active duty into the civilian workforce can sometimes be a little bumpy. So how do we smooth that over for a certain number of our veterans?
We're speaking with Julie Peeler, and she is the director of the ISC Squared Foundation. And so do you track the types of changes overall that your graduates have made? Are they already usually employed in some capacity when they start the program? And do they change jobs after? Do you keep any data like that?
We do keep that data. And, you know, the program, this is our second year, so it's not we don't have very long-term data, but what we have is our core group of six. Now, I would say about four of the six of them were employed. The other two were really in the process of cycling out of the military. So they hadn't quite made that move, and this helped smooth that directly into civilian jobs. So every single one of them either moved into a security position at their current employer or changed jobs or got a new job. So we were really pleased with those results.
All right. So if that was sort of the pilot year, this year you're ramping up. What are you doing?
Well, this year we're getting much more focused on which groups of veterans are most qualified for this. So one of the things that we noticed for everyone that had applied to the scholarship from the Army, nearly all of them worked in the Signal Corps. So we're working with alumni associations around the Army Signal Corps to really focus our messages. And we found the same thing within, you know, the Marines and the Navy and the Air Force and the Coast Guard as well. So we know that we need to focus on in terms of skill sets. And we're hoping to give out 14 scholarships this year.
And what should people do if they're listening and they think, well, I might know somebody who's well qualified for this? What's the next move?
The next move is to go to our website at www.isc2cares.org and then look under scholarships, and you can apply there online. There are a few additional qualifications. You do have to write an essay. We're looking for people who have a passion for this industry, who have financial need, and who have the training and background. So we're asking them in their essay to really discuss some of the projects that they were in and how they had an impact, and then how that maybe sparked an interest in information security and why they want to make that their career.
Julie Peeler is director of the ISC Squared Foundation. Julie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.